Hey, hi, hello. I'm Pradyo Kher and you're listening to Inspira, where inspiration goes viral. Today we're going to discuss wacky things entrepreneurs and billionaires do with their financial freedom, just as an example of inspiration. So let's dive in to see what strange things billionaires have done. In the list of wacky things entrepreneurs have done, we have a homeless billionaire. Nicholas Bergen decided not to bother buying a house. For most billionaire business people, having more than one home is par for course. But for years, Nicholas avoided ever buying a house at all. He opted to live in exclusive hotels while traveling the world. And this earned him the curious name of the homeless billionaire. Recently though, Nicholas decided to put down some roots. He finally bought a house that was worth $40 million. Perhaps wishing to give his two young children a stable place to grow. Next up, we have the transformational leader, Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg killed his own food. In 2011, Facebook founder Mark undertook a personal challenge to only eat meat that he killed himself. He announced this challenge to the world with his now infamous update, "I just killed a pig and a goat," on May 4, 2011. Zuckerberg soon clarified that he took on this challenge as an effort to learn about sustainable farming and to consume resources more responsibly. After a year of the challenge, Mark Zuckerberg went back to buying meat at the store. What if Jurassic Park wasn't just a movie? Next in line, we have eccentric Australian businessman Clive Palmer, who wanted to make dinosaurs a reality through cloning. And he went so far as to discuss the idea with scientists. This happened in 2012, and since cloning techniques haven't improved much, the dinosaurs still remain extinct. However, his love for dinosaurs still live on. In 2013, he opened a theme park called Palmasaurus that features over 160 enormous replicas of the long-lost giant's dinosaurs. I hope you enjoyed the list of wacky things entrepreneurs and billionaires have tried. That list is a perfect example of what you can do when you have adequate financial freedom. Always remember, the goal is to not make enough money, but is to earn financial freedom and use that freedom to do things that make you happy. I'm Pradyo Kher and you're listening to Inspira, where inspiration goes viral.